morning. Yeah. Thank you for praise and worship team. I really appreciate your service because yeah, the worship song was very moving. The selection was very wonderful and powerful and even prophetic. So I really appreciate about that. And just after sacrament, actually I asked, you know, that this is my desire song, but please change it to the lesson, This Kingdom. So please do, yeah, This Kingdom song. And yeah, actually, when I, you know, coming before Deerfield for my PhD, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia about for 3 years. So especially in the winter, I will miss Atlanta, Georgia. So I envy you. Yeah, a lot of, you know, Korean stuff, a lot of, you know, Korean restaurant, a lot of Korean things, whatever. Yeah, such a good weather. That's such a good Korean things, whatever. So, yeah, I bless you. That God will guide you and protect you. So, yeah. If you have a Bible, please open your Bible. The book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. The Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 39 through 44. John, chapter 11. Verse 39 through 44. You prepared? Please stand up and let us receive the word of God. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, and for he has been there for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Yeah, let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this beautiful day to come to you and glorify your name. And Lord, we thank you for this grace to receive your words. Lord, please allow your presence here. And Lord, please tell us, please guide us, please show us your way, your will. And Lord, please help me so that I can deliver your words. Lord, please make me humble before you, but please make me bold and brave for this word. Lord, please be with us. Please have your mercy on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, today's sermon title is Take Away the Stone. Take Away the Stone. Today is Thanksgiving Sunday. Perhaps all the pastors preaching today, we say that as Christians, we have to give thanks to God. Me too. Today, I want to preach. We Christians have to live a life of giving thanks to God. To live a thankful life is a duty of every Christian. Even non-Christians say that. To live a life of giving thanks is good for physical, mental, and emotional health. But the problem is, it is not easy and even painful to give thanks to God. How can I be thankful for the painful things that are going through my heart right now? Frankly, this is my story. Because I'm a pastor, I will proclaim that we have to be thankful to God. However, I don't want you to close your eyes and ignore your reality. I don't want you to pretend as if there's no suffering in your life. Instead, I like to suggest you to have God's perspective. Let's try to see our pain and suffering from God's perspective. Not our perspective, but God's perspective. In the name of Jesus, I bless you to have power and strength to give thanks to God. The resurrection of Lazarus in today's passage is 1 month or a few weeks before Jesus was crucified. Also, the resurrection of Lazarus is the last sign that Jesus performed on earth. The resurrection of Lazarus is the most important sign among Jesus' signs. For the resurrection of Lazarus is a preview of Jesus' death and resurrection. The resurrection of Lazarus is a sample of the resurrection of all saints. Through the resurrection of Lazarus, we can be assured about our eternal life given through Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ, we have the hope of resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, we have the promise of eternal life. However, for the hope of resurrection and for the promise of eternal life, Jesus Christ had to be crucified. Without death, there is no resurrection. Without cross, there is no eternal life. So let us go deeper into today's passage. There was a small town called Bethany, about 2 miles away from Jerusalem. It is just a full day distance by walks. And there Lazarus, Martha, and Mary lived together. They had a very close and special relationship with Jesus. One day, the news that Lazarus was about to die was told to Jesus in Jerusalem. However, Jesus intentionally stayed in Jerusalem for 3 days more. And on the fourth day of hearing the news of Lazarus, Jesus arrived in Bethany, Lazarus' house. First, Martha spoke to Jesus in John chapter 11, verse 21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Mary, who was waiting for Jesus at home, said the same thing as her sister did. Verse 32, when Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. How about you? We may have such anger and bitterness toward Jesus. We may have sadness about death of the beloved. We may have felt helplessness in the wilderness. Did you have those times? Frustration, sadness, helplessness, disappointment. Yes, we did. Where was Jesus? When we were going through, where was Jesus? Actually, today's sermon title was this, Disappointed with God? Have you ever disappointed with God? Yes. We are going through in our lives. This is our reality. However, there's one truth that we have to pay attention to. Jesus has been in the time and place of our pain and suffering. Let us read together verse 33 to 35. 시작. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jew who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked, come and see, Lord. They replied, Jesus wept. When we were miserably suffering, where was Jesus? Jesus was also weeping with us. Jesus has been in the time of pain and in the place of suffering. There are times that God is silent. There are times that our prayer blocked and comes back to us. There are times that the word of God is not heard. There are times that we cannot have hope of life at all. By the way, these moments are the best timing to meet Jesus, because Jesus comes to us when we are in pain. The God of Emmanuel comes the time and place of our suffering. And God weeps with us. Jesus wept. We may not be able to see God's hand. We may not be able to feel God's comfort. But God is beyond our power, wisdom, and strength. It is like this. The title of this cartoon is Distance. We used to complain to God, saying, God is too far from us. God is not seen. We cannot see God. We cannot feel God. Where is God? However, what is the reality? What is the truth? Just because our God is too big, sometimes we cannot realize God is with us. Not because God is not with us, but because God is too big to understand, to grasp, to see. We may not feel His comfort. We may not feel His presence. We may not see His hands. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wept with us. The God of Emmanuel comes to the time and place of our suffering. Do you think if I can finish my sermon here? You may hope so. I'm sorry that I cannot. Actually, I'd be happy if I can finish my sermon here. But still, I see myself asking this question to Jesus. Why did Jesus let Martha and Mary wait for him until Lazarus was dead? Why does God make us wait for His timing? Why does God do so? Why? because waiting is God's most favorite training tool. Our God has accomplished his work through waiting. The Bible is full of people who had to wait for God's timing. Abraham had to wait for 25 years to receive Isaac. Moses had to live for 40 years in the wilderness to carry out the Exodus of Israel. Joseph spent 13 years in Egypt after his dream. David also had to wait for 13 years in the wilderness just before being the king of Israel. It is hard to understand why God makes us wait for his timing. It's very hard, even painful. But we have to realize this. God is also waiting for us. We are waiting for God, but at the same time, God is also waiting for us. Not only do we wait for God, God also waits for us. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, it says, let us read together. 시작. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. The Lord must wait for you. Why does God wait for us? God Almighty waits for us. Why? To show his love and compassion. To show his love and compassion. God waited for 25 years to use Abraham. God waited for 80 years to use Moses. God waited for 13 years to use Joseph and David. Until we can become humble before God, God makes us keep waiting for God's timing. God also waits for us. Therefore, God's waiting is God's grace. In today's passage, verse 39, Jesus said, take away the stone. Please follow me. Take away the stone. Take away the stone. Please follow me. Take away the stone. Take away the stone. What stone did Jesus order to take away? It was the stone that was blocking the tomb of Lazarus. However, Martha said to Jesus, verse 39, but Lord, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus again said in verse 40. Let's read it together. 시작. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? The stone that Jesus ordered to take away was not a simple stone. It was blocking Lazarus' tomb. The stone was actually blocking the faith of Martha and Mary. It was a stone of sadness and frustration. It was a stone that does not believe in God's power. It was a stone of which name is no faith. Was no faith. Brothers and sisters, today Jesus speaks to us. Do you want to see my glory? Do you want to experience my miracle? If you hope so, take away the stone of no faith blocking your heart and faith. Jesus' miracle must be real in our lives. However, the miracle of Jesus never becomes real to anyone and at any time. Jesus' miracle becomes real only when we take away the stone of no faith. The miracle of Jesus is allowed only those who move the stone by faith. Please remember this. Please remember this. God does not work according to our needs. God knows our needs, but God does not work according to our needs. God does works according to our faith. When we thank God by faith, even when we cannot do, when you rejoice God by faith, even when we cannot do, when you pray to God by faith, even when we cannot do, God's miracle comes through in your life. The stone blocking the tomb of Lazarus was taken away. And finally, the dead Lazarus experienced the resurrection. Here's my conclusion. In Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, God said, let's read together. 시작. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. If there is no tomb of Lazarus, there is no resurrection of Lazarus. If there's no pain in our lives, there's no grace of God in our lives. And if there is no waiting for God's timing, there is no God's miracle. Do you long to see God's glory in your life? Let us take away the stone of no faith in our heart. Let us be still and wait for God's timing. Let us be still and know who God is in our lives. Let us wait for God's timing. Let us pray.